Okay, we are going to do, let's see, it's February 10th, 2004, and we're going to do ATM lesson number 240. The title is Twisting the Pelvis with a Long Arm. So begin lying on your back. If you can, have your legs long. If not, it's fine to have them bent. And begin to take a few moments to observe how you're lying on the floor today. How you're making contact with the floor. Especially noticing your shoulder blades. So they're kind of shaped like the continent Africa or an elephant's ear. And notice for yourself in your awareness and perception, your sense of yourself, how much of each shoulder blade you can feel and sense. Are there parts of the shoulder blades that become unclear, vague? It's hard for you to perhaps create an outline of the entire shoulder blade. Where are those parts? Can you sense your spine in between the shoulder blades? Is there a feeling as if one shoulder blade is closer to your spine than the other? Now bring your right arm to rest on the floor above you, on the floor as comfortably as possible. So above you is where your head is. If possible, having it long. And your left arm is down by your side. And begin to do a movement of lengthening these two arms, which is in the opposite direction. So you think of your left arm sliding down along your side. And at the same time, you're lengthening your right arm up. So the arms are distancing themselves from one another. And can you feel the connection going through your ribs and your spine? Does it feel like a straight line, or is it kind of crooked or jaggedy in certain spots? Now bend your right knee. Bring it to standing, right knee. Keep your left leg long. And now in this position, begin to push slightly into the floor with your right foot to continue to elongate the right arm up and the left arm down. So you're not so much rolling yourself like we've done in other lessons. You're more pushing, you're doing it right back, pushing straight up. So when you're pushing the same leg on, with the arm, right, you're that's it, Valentina. You're more pushing straight up. Your pelvis really doesn't roll much. Good. And pause for a moment You can lengthen your legs and lower your arm down by your side, your right arm, to rest. Now this time, bring your left arm up, resting on the floor by your head, and have your right arm down by your side. And is there a difference with one arm being up by your head compared to the other, as far as comfort or discomfort, being uncomfortable? And now begin to lengthen the left arm up and the right arm down, distancing them from one another. So you're lengthening them at the same time. Again, asking yourself, is it easier this side, or was it easier when the right arm was up? Good. Now bring the left knee to be standing, so your right leg is long, and begin to push your left foot into the floor. Again, it's not the rolling movement that we've done before. You're more pushing straight up so that it encourages the left arm to lengthen even more. So your pelvis more tilts into the floor, like the lower back presses into the floor instead of rolling. Now think, Kristen, think more of like the grape idea. So don't roll the pelvis. Think of your lower back pressing into the floor. That's better. Yeah, so think you're going to push this way, that way. There. Bad idea. There you go. And at the same time, your right arm should be lengthening down along your side. Nice. Let it go, and please rest on your back for a moment. Bring your left arm up by your head again, right arm down. Bend both knees this time and place your right knee over your left, so cross the knees. There you go. And as we've done in many lessons, whenever we cross the knees, whatever leg is on top is the direction you start to tilt the legs. So that means you're going to start to tilt the legs to the right. Just go as far as it's comfortable. So that means you prevent the legs from really falling. Feel what begins to happen with the pelvis, in your ribs, and the left arm, the left shoulder blade. That's it. So you just begin to tilt them, really going only as far as it's comfortable, where there's a sense of control for you that you can bring the legs back up to that starting position. Good. Now the next time you come back to the center, pause for a moment so you can change over the legs. So that means you'll now cross the left knee over the right. And you now are going to begin to tilt the legs to the left. And it may surprise yourself that you may feel more of a sense of falling, going to the left now. As if you might eventually roll onto your left side. Good. And really slow it down a little bit. Some of you are going rather quickly. And whenever we do something quickly, we leave out our learning or parts of our learning, the ability to learn some things. So there's a moment when the legs come over to the left, that at the same time your left arm that's lengthened above you will start to turn over the pinky, as if eventually your palm will be resting on the floor and your head will roll to lie on top of your left arm. So it's the relationship between the tilting of the legs and that turning over the left arm that connects the whole spine to roll onto your left side. Good. Good. And if you're not able to roll all the way over to the side, pause for a moment so that you can just take yourself however you need to over to the side, so that everybody's lying on their left side for a moment. That's it. Now, Kristen, cross your legs again. So the left would be, there you go. Good. So everybody's on their left side now, right? Okay. And then once you're there, begin to do a movement with your right arm to slide your right arm down your right side over your right buttocks as if you were going to reach behind, that's it, your right knee. So you're caressing down along the right side so that the ribs on the right side come together. Your face rolls a little bit more forward. Good. Good. Now take your right arm and begin to place it behind you on the floor. That's it. Can you start to move the fingers and hands away from you, up towards your back? Just see, where can you explore with that right hand? Good. And can you allow the right shoulder blade to move behind you even more? The shoulder blade, which will encourage your head to roll so that your face turns towards the ceiling. And can you begin to lift up the knees and eventually roll back onto your back, come back to the starting position, slowly lower your left arm down by your side and rest. Uncross your legs and rest. And each time that we come back to this moment of resting and pausing, really sense the shoulder blades, that area high up by your neck or right below your neck. Sensing the clarity of the shoulder blades. Now bring your right arm up along the side of your head. That's it. And the left arm is down. And start off by crossing your left over the right. Great. And in this position, start to tilt the legs over to the left. Left, left, left. Not right, left. Good. And again, only going as far as it's comfortable. So as you tilt the legs to the left, you should experience and feel the right side of the pelvis and ribs lifting. What happens with that right shoulder blade and the right arm? Good. Now, the next time that you come back to the center, pause for a moment so that you can uncross your legs and change them over. And that will mean that your right knee is crossed over the left. And with your right knee crossed over the left, begin to start tilting your legs over to the right. And look for that moment again when you're tilting the legs to the right that you start to sense that the right pinky wants to begin to turn over itself. Again, there's a moment where the legs connect all the way up through your arm. And as you turn over the right palm, your head will begin to lift and roll on top of your arm and the legs will come to the floor to the right. And then you reverse the movement. Good. And somehow bring yourself to lie on your right side. So if you can just continue over, and some of you maybe need to uncross your legs, that's it. And then once you're on the side, cross them again. Have your head lie on your right arm and have your left arm down on your left hip. Start to slide down, caressing the left hip as if you could reach behind, it's the left hip. As if you could reach behind the left knee. And good, good, good. And then begin to take the left arm behind you. So start with the fingers on the floor. Move them close to your lower back and away, encouraging the shoulder blade to come behind you. Very nice. And find a moment where you can lift the legs and begin to roll back onto your back, that starting position. Once you're there, very slowly lower your arm down by your side, uncross your legs and rest. Bring your left arm up alongside by your head. Bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Cross your left knee over your right. And once again, with the knees crossed, you're going to begin to tilt the knees, the legs over to the left. And look for that moment where the left pinky wants to turn around itself. The arm becomes fully long. The bending that usually occurs in the elbow will disappear as your head rolls onto the left arm and you come onto the left side. Good. And go ahead and bring yourself all the way over to the left side. So if you need to uncross your legs and come over there so that you're lying on the left side. And your palm, your left palm should be fully in contact with the floor and keep your knees crossed. With your right arm now, wrap your right arm around your head so that it comes over the top, not the back side of the head, over the top to get a hold of your left ear. So your elbow, that's it. You really snuggle over the top of your head. Very good. And now in this position, begin to do a movement of using the right arm to lift your head as if your right elbow was going to come down towards your right hip. Good. And for many of you, you may feel just the movement happening in your neck and your upper thoracic ribcage area. So the ribs on the right side come close together, and the ribs on the left side, which is the side that you're lying down on, should be widening and pressing into the floor. Especially the ribs underneath your left armpit. So that means that the area underneath your left armpit should become very, very flat. And if it's not, imagine it. Just hallucinate that it's a possibility. Start to notice whether or not your right hip, at the same time as you lift your head, comes up towards the right elbow. And if not, maybe you can encourage that. It's as if the right hip and the right elbow were going to touch somewhere over the middle part of you. And does that facilitate the ribs on the left side pressing more firmly into the floor? So not rolling back. Completely, that's it, Bev, side bending. So that you're, that's it. So the armpit, very good, becomes flat. Take your time. Make sure to breathe. Very good. Okay, slowly let it go. Bring your right arm down first, and then roll onto your back. And again, bring that left arm down slowly. And as you come onto your back again to rest, observe and notice the shoulder blades, the area under your armpits. How are you breathing? Bring your right arm up alongside your head. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and cross your right knee over your left. And taking your time, begin to tilt the legs over to the right. So again, they go to the right, not to the left, right to the right. And as you do so, remember this idea about turning. So go to the right that way. There you go. Remember turning over your right pinky and looking for the relationship, the timing, that as you take the legs to the right, there's this moment when the pinky wants to turn over itself. so that your entire right arm turns over itself. So as you come to lying onto the right side, the palm is flat. That means the thumb makes contact. Your head is resting comfortably onto your right arm. Good. Let the legs stay crossed. And once you're there, stay there so that you can now take your left arm and wrap it over the top of your head. So again, go over the top. Bring your left arm on the underside so that it holds onto the right ear. So not behind, Bev. You were doing it right. That's it. That's it. So your left hand should be holding onto your right ear. And now in this position, begin to lift your head, thinking of your left elbow approaching your left hip. So no turning back. There should be no rotating. It's completely a side bending, a lateral bending move. Notice how the ribs on your left side become close together, and the ribs on the right side, which is the side you're lying on, should begin to fan out. And especially noticing the area underneath your right armpit. That's where the highest ribs are, your first and second rib, and whether or not they can open up so that your armpit can actually rest flat on the floor. Notice how the left hip now is starting to move up towards the left elbow, so they come close together, which again encourages even more flattening and widening and spreading out of the ribs on the right side on the floor. That's it. And I really appreciate all of you taking your time, lowering yourself back down in the same fashion that you're lifting. So there's no hurry. Good. Very good. And slowly let it go. Bring your left arm down and roll onto your back. And once you're on your back, bring your right arm down slowly to rest. Good. You're making me once again, bring your left arm up above you. Good. And bring your right leg up over your chest. So you're going to first bend the right knee and then bring the leg over your chest. And if possible, can you bring your right foot more up towards the ceiling? And your left knee can be bent and standing. So go ahead and bring the left leg to standing. That's it. So you can bring the left leg to stand, there, and bring your right foot in the air. I'm sorry, more complicated than it needs to be. Right foot in the air, that's it. And now begin to do a movement with your right leg to direct it across yourself as if it was going to lie on the floor to the left side, to the left. So you reach with the foot. So the heel and the foot need to be up in the air to come across yourself as if you were going to roll onto the left side. So again, there's that moment of the pinky turning over, the palm turning over of the left hand, and your head rolling onto that arm. There's no hurry. But you're now doing the movement with the right leg being directed up towards the ceiling. That's your starting point. And in a way, you're drawing an arc across yourself. Good. Very good, Bev. And as some of you are feeling more comfortable to do, is as that right leg comes all the way across yourself, not only does your face and head roll on top of your left arm, but your face can even roll down into the floor, into the mat. Good. So everybody come to being on your left side now. Do whatever it takes so that you're on your left side and your right leg is straight out in front of you as much as possible. And you begin to slide your right foot, your right heel on the floor. So you bring it up towards your chest a little bit more and then down, the right leg. So you start to create an arc on the floor, sliding the right foot up and down. You all know what an arc is, right? So the arc goes down below your left knee and above, let's say, your right hand. Your right hand can be on the floor in front of you if you want, or behind you. So you're sweeping the floor. And there's times where the knee bends, and there's times when it straightens. Imagine if you had to sweep the floor just with this foot. How would you be able to clean the whole area around you? Or would there be only one line that you could clean, one section? Good. Do whatever it takes to make it easy. Good. Very nice. Very nice. And very gently bring your right leg up and over yourself to roll back onto your back. Once you're on your back, slowly and gently bring that left arm down to rest by your side. Bend your knees, bring both feet to standing, bring your right arm to rest up alongside your head. And once you're in that position, bring the left leg up towards the ceiling. So again, think of the left foot towards the ceiling. The knee can still be slightly bent, but you want to think the foot is directed towards the ceiling. Now, in this position, begin to direct, take that left leg across the ceiling, making an arc-type movement, as if you could eventually bring it over to the right to rest onto the floor to the right side without falling. So again, there's this moment when the right pinky now, the right arm turns over itself, your head begins to roll on top of the right arm. The left hand, well, it's interesting. The left hand, for some of you, you're wanting to keep it behind you, which creates more of a balance, a counterbalance. But see if the left arm can then go with you. It might be easier to place the left arm over to the right sooner than later. Does that make it easier? What is the difference? It's interesting, isn't it? Because the fear of falling factor comes into play, so your subconscious, in a way, in the nervous system, says keep the arm behind you, the left one, to slow it down. Yet, if you actually bring it over to the right sooner, it actually smooths out and creates a better balance for you in the long run. Good. So everybody come to being on the right side, and once you're there with the left leg, begin to sweep the floor. Sliding that left foot, the left heel, you're really on the inside part of the left foot that's sliding along the floor. And the knee at times bends and at times straightens. Can you scrub the floor further away from you? So let's say when you bring that right leg straight up to where the like hip joint is, can you lengthen it out away from you a little bit? So you're stretching to clean a spot, some kind of greasy spot over there. What do you need to do with your back and your chest? Does your face begin to roll into the floor more? Maybe even comes off the right arm now. So what happens when you do that in your back and your pelvis? Good. Okay. And slowly let that go. Roll back onto your back. And again, bring that right arm down by your side and rest on your back. Once again, bring your right arm up above you, bend your knees, and this time you're going to cross your right knee over your left and begin to tilt your legs over to the right again. So with the legs crossed to the right, always to the leg that's on top, so that you come to the same side we were just working on, so that you come to line on your right side, that pinky turns over. Your head is resting on your right hand. Bring your left arm over in front of you. That's it. That's it, Kristen. And once you're over there now, begin to straighten your right leg out in front of you and bend it again. So it's crossed, and you go from having it crossed to straightening and crossing. So straightening means straightening out in front of you, not down towards the left foot, but straight out away from you. That's it. And could you even begin to think of sliding the right leg as it's straightened up towards your head? Good. Very nice. Bring the legs back to being crossed and roll back onto your back again. And once again, bring that right arm down and rest on your back. Bring your left arm up alongside your head, bend your knees. Cross your left leg over your right. So this means you're going to tilt the legs to the left, and taking your time as you tilt the legs to the left, feel that moment again where the left pinky turns around itself so the palm comes into the floor. You bring the right arm over yourself so you lie onto the left side of the floor. And once you're there, you begin to do the movement now of straightening the left leg. So it straightens right out in front of you from the hip joint, not down towards the feet, but out in front of you. And then you bend it back, and then you straighten it. Can you really push that heel away from you to straighten the leg? And can you start to bring that left leg up towards your head? Just imagine that it comes up towards your head. Could you imagine that it could eventually touch your left hand? Good. Cross the legs again and very slowly roll back onto your back. Once you're on your back, lower the left arm down by your side and take a rest. How are the shoulder blades feeling now? One last time, please bring your right arm to rest up alongside your head. That's it. And keep the right leg long this time, but bend just the left knee. That's it. So your left foot is standing. And your left hand is down along your side by your body. So remembering the first movement we did, which was to distance the arms, right, to lengthen them. But now you can use the diagonal leg. This is where you do the pushing of the left foot into the floor to let the pelvis roll to the right as the right arm lengthens up and the left arm lengthens down. How straight can that right elbow now become? How close is your right arm to your right ear? So you can roll the pelvis a little bit this time, right? That means that the left side of the pelvis comes up and the right side comes down into the floor as you're lengthening the arms. That's it. And you're looking for the relationship. You're feeling the relationship. It reminds me of a skewer. That as you press the left foot into the floor, it generates, facilitates the upward movement through your hip joint, through your pelvis, through your spine, connecting into the reaching of that right arm. And through the reaching of the right arm, the left arm lengthens down as well. So eventually you could make one line in your body. If you think of lengthening your arms enough, eventually they would become a straight line right through you. That's it. Now, as you continue to do the movement a few more times, begin to allow your face and your head to roll to the right, to look up towards your right hand. What happens at the base of your neck when you involve your head in your eyes? How your chin moves away from your chest? Very nice. Now continue the movement, but begin to roll your head to the left and have your eyes look to the left. Down towards your left hand. So everything else stays the same except you begin to take your head to the left as if to look maybe even behind the left shoulder, if you could imagine that. You're still lengthening the right arm up. Very nice. And then in your own way, in your own timing, begin to alternate, once looking at the left hand, or perhaps it's behind the left shoulder, and then once looking at the right hand. So you're looking up and away. So one is up and away towards the right, and then once looking down towards the left. So so that it becomes a feeling through your entire spine and the lengthening or the distancing of the arms that there's very little difference occurring when you turn the head right or left. That the rest of the self, its involvement, is very similar. Good. And bring it to a close and rest on your back for a moment. Now bring your left arm to rest up alongside your head and your right arm is down close to your body. Bend your right knee. Boy, you're getting smart, Kristen. For somebody who's only done two classes, she's catching on. Good. So begin by pressing now the right foot into the floor. Again, facilitating the movement of the pelvis rolling and that lengthening up of the left arm and the lengthening down of the right arm. The idea that the two arms distance themselves away from each other and what happens through your spine, in particular that area that we call the mid-back, the area in between the shoulder blades. Begin to encourage yourself now to roll your head to the left, to look up. Use your eyes to look at the fingertips as you lengthen. Good. And then can you look to the right and down? Again, it may be down, even thinking behind the right shoulder blade. And yet at the same time as you're looking down, you feel how that left arm is lengthening up. That's just like the movement we did on the side when you wrapped the arm around the head. Same idea. And begin to alternate. So one time you look at the right hand and one time you look up at the left hand and left fingers. But make sure that you feel the relationship. So you always come back to the starting point. Some of you are just turning your heads now. So you always go back to the midpoint, the neutral, and then you push the foot again, the pelvis moves, the arms distance, and the head becomes involved. So as soon as you start to hurry, you start to lose the relationship. It's no good. I'm reading a wonderful article written by another practitioner talking about some different theories related to Feldenkrais, and one of the theories relating to perception. Okay, let it go, come back and rest. And it was interesting because the comment is as soon as your perception changes, you can never go back to the previous perception. And the example is that, have you guys ever seen, there's like, it looks like two faces or two faces, black faces, and when you really look at it, the center becomes, I think, a vase. Is that correct? So in the beginning, it looks just like two faces. But once you perceive the vase, the next time, it could be years later, you will never forget that. You will always go to the new perception. You can't just see the black faces anymore. Food for thought. So then how does that relate to your perception of your body and how you perceive yourself and movement, your self-image? Okay, now one last movement. Bend your knees so both knees are standing and bring both arms up above your head, long, and begin to do a movement of pressing both feet into the floor so you actually do lift the pelvis away from the floor. so you feel how both arms can elongate above you. The elbows become straight. The shoulder blades get very flat, press into the floor. So again, you can use your feet to lift the pelvis up. So the buttocks comes up, and then you slowly lower it back down. That's it. Very nice. Okay. And let it go and rest. So in the beginning of the lesson, I had you sense and perceive how you felt your shoulder blades, the shape of them, the amount of contact that you were making. And now in your sensing yourself, how has that changed? And has your perception also changed? Can you feel more of the shoulder blades? Do they feel bigger, larger? Do they even feel like thicker on a dimensional level instead of like very linear, that there's some kind of volume to them? Great. Okay, taking your time, roll to one of your sides, bring yourself up to sitting and standing. And as you always do when you come to standing, to stand on both of your feet on a firm surface. And observe what's changed for you from this lesson. How do you sense yourself in standing? How do you feel your shoulders? What is your experience of your backside now? I think we spend most of our time in front of us and aware of our front side. And then go ahead and walk around and notice how it feels in walking. So think about your ability to sense yourself this week and also your perception of yourself.